The Lone Ranger.
One of radio's best-known dramas had an anniversary yesterday. It premiered on January 30th, 1933, on radio station WXYZ in Detroit.
Hail Silver! A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver! The Lone Ranger! With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let go, big fella! Hail Silver!
The program ran for 21 years, and during that time, the Lone Ranger and Tonto hunted down some 22,000 outlaws and brought them to justice using 12,684 silver bullets. No one was killed. Instead, as the guidelines of the show dictated, the bad guys were maimed as painlessly as possible.
I warned you, Sheriff. All right, Tonto.
Be here, Kemosabe. Bring United States Marshal.
Yes, I heard everything that was said. And I think those three men will do more talking when I get them alone.
And you'll take care of it, Marshal?
Sure will. J.B. Atwood, Sol Quigley, and Sheriff Peters. Who's the fourth one?
Well, from the way he hurried off the bench, I think you'll find it's Judge Bittner.
He won't get far. Say, I don't know who you are, but that was a pretty slick stunt, finding out that those crooks had stolen an alarm watch from somebody. How'd you know it'd go off when you were here?
I didn't. As far as I know, they don't even have the watch, any of them.
They must have had it. I heard it ring.
No. What you heard, Marshal, was this bell I tied to my cartridge belt. See? All those men brought in here with a guilty conscience.
Well, I'll be...
Adios, Marshal. Come on, Tonto.
The Lone Ranger eventually was heard on over 400 radio stations nationwide, and in 1949 became the first Western on television.